Hundreds of Zimbabweans attended a memorial service for Zimbabwean Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai's wife, Susan, who died in a car accident Friday that also injured her husband. The service was held at the Central Methodist Church in Johannesburg, which is home to several thousand Zimbabwean refugees. Frank Danhina, who helps register new arrivals at the church, says Susan Tsvangirai was a mother to Zimbabweans and a pillar of the Movement for Democratic Change party. He blames her death on government officials.
Those who are in the government, the MDC especially, they were reluctant. They were supposed to see that there were enough protection and enough escort to our prime minister. You see, now they are regretting, but it's too late now.
The accident occurred Friday evening south of Harare when a truck collided with Mr. Tsvangirai's vehicle, causing it to roll several times. The prime minister's car was accompanied by two party vehicles. Refugee Nyaradzo Shoniwa says there should have been a police escort.
From the word start, there is a very, very big blunder which has been made. How can a prime minister with executive powers, which has a cabinet, his motorcade is like just two, three cars?
Zimbabwean authorities are investigating the incident. The MDC is carrying out its own inquiry. Mr. Tsvangirai told supporters Monday, after returning to Harare, that the crash was an accident. But Evans Kuntonda, like many Zimbabweans, has his suspicions, saying Zimbabwe has a long history of political violence.
Those private investigators who are investigating the case right now, they should come up with whatever they come up with. Most of us here, we feel that it was an assassination, but we need to hear from what will come up from the investigation.
Mr. Tsvangirai, a longtime opposition leader, became prime minister last month as part of a power-sharing agreement with the ZANU-PF party of President Robert Mugabe. Fortune Gora, who sells fruit on the streets of Johannesburg, believes the accident was planned by elements of ZANU-PF who oppose the power-sharing accord.
If I were a policeman, I was going to arrest Mugabe. Maybe he was going to explain later, or the courts were going to prove him guilty or innocent. Accidents has been one way of eliminating opponents. I think he's the one who planned this.
Sebongile Chipunza, a young mother with a three-month-old baby, says she prays God will protect Mr. Tsvangirai.
Without Tsvangirai, there's nothing much we can do because Mugabe is very, very hate man. He doesn't even care about us. Right now, we are living in a foreigner country. We are suffering no food, no water, but God chose Tsvangirai to stand for us.
The MDC is to hold a rally Tuesday in memory of the late Susan Tsvangirai. The 50-year-old mother of six is to be buried on Wednesday. Scott Bob, VOA News, Johannesburg.